Okay. So, do you remember which week we are now? The number of the week of the Great Lent. We have Great Lent. How many weeks we have in the Great Lent? How many weeks? Someone about like remember, like remind me. How many weeks in the Great Lent? Yes. Close. Huh? Yes, 8. Okay, perfect. Okay. So, which week we are now? Which week? Which week? Yes. We finished just yesterday 4th. So yesterday was the 4th week. So this week is what? The 5th week, right? So, okay, let's go together. Let's count together. First week it was? It was? Which week the first week? Is? Huh? Yes. Treasure. Perfect. So first week is? No. In your sleep. You're sleeping. No. First week is? No, I can't hear. The first week is? Perfect. So first week is treasure. Perfect. Amazing. And the second week? Yes. Temptation. Perfect. So first week is? Oh my God, like a severe sleep. No. First week? Second week? Perfect. Second week, temptation. Okay. Third week. Here. Third week. Third week in the Relent. First one is treasure. Second temptation. The third is? Huh? Yes. Prodigal son. Wow. Amazing. So first week is? She's awake. She's only the awake on here. Like, okay. No. First week is? No, I can't hear. First week is? We have to know by heart. So we have to know the weeks of the Great Lent by heart, okay? We should know it, right? So to understand. And I'm going to explain to you why the church put the 8 weeks all together, okay? In this sequence. So first week is? Not still sleepy. First week is? Second week is? Third week is? No. I can't hear. The third week is? No, I can't hear. Third week is? Okay. Fourth week. It was yesterday. Who attended yesterday? Like, okay, some of you like in the convention, but some of you for sure attended the liturgy yesterday. So what was that gospel of yesterday? And I'm going to ask the girls. No. I'm not going coming to you boys. I'm going to ask the girls now. I'm waiting. I'm going to wait until to tell me. Yesterday, it was the fourth week. Which week? Which week was? Samaritan woman. Perfect. Thank God. So, Samaritan woman is the fourth week. So, first week is? Oh my God, like I'm sleeping again. No. First week is? Second week? Third week? Fourth week? And this week is the fifth week, which is the name of the fifth week. You answered before. You are not telling him, like you're telling him what exactly. It's okay. Huh? Treasure? Temptation? Prodigal son? Samaritan woman? And this week, the fifth week is? Paralyzed man. Exactly. So the fifth week is? Paralyzed man. So first week. No, all together. No. We will not finish the liturgy together. First week is? First week is? Okay. Second week is? All together. Second week? Third week. Third week. Fourth week. Fifth week. No, fifth week. I can't hear. Fifth week. Okay, sixth week. After the paralyzed man, huh? Yeah, the blind man or man born blind. The blind man. This is the sixth week. So first week is... No, all together. No, واحد بس, but only one who gonna, like, he has answer? No. I wanted to listen to everyone, hear your voices all together. So first week, second week, all together. Second week, third week, fourth week, fifth week, sixth week, blind man, and the seventh Sunday, the seventh week. No, I'm gonna go to like, huh? Palm Sunday. So after the blind man, Palm Sunday, and the eighth week, the last Sunday is Resurrection, Holy Week. Yeah, the Holy Week, all the week, and the last exactly after the Palm Sunday, Holy Week, and ended by the Resurrection. So we're gonna say it the last time all together. So no, we know it now. So it's 8 weeks. First week. No, I'm gonna sit down. I'm not continuing like the liturgy until you say like the loud voice. Okay, I wanted to hear your voice. I wanted to listen. You're like a loud voice. You're also always screaming. You're always screaming at church outside. First week. Second week. Third week. Fourth week. Fifth week. Sixth week. Seven. Eight. Perfect. So we are now in the fifth week, which is the paralyzed man, right? Okay. And I come to my mind, always sometimes some, like when the kids come to the confession, sometimes they say like, Abuna, can you tell us why we should fast? Someone tell me why we're fasting. Yes? Christ, yeah, fasted before, that's why we are imitating him. Okay, perfect. Huh.
To be strong.
To be strong. How to be strong when we fast? You're right. To be strong while fasting, but why we be strong while fasting? Huh. Fight. Yes, we fight Satan. Exactly. Said yes. Someone like here, you have an answer? No, if you have an answer, sir. Don't tell him to turn like sea dance, baby. Huh?
Self-control.
Yes, self-control. So one of the things very, very important. First of all, we imitate Christ because he already, how many days Christ fasted? How many? I can't hear. 40 days and 40 nights, exactly. In the desert, on the mountain, on the sea, on the shore. Where he was? Yes. Like on the mountain, a little bit. This is on the mountain, a little bit. And so he fasted 40 days and 40 nights. That's why we imitate Christ. And another thing we have. Yes, we'll be strong. How to be strong? Because we have the, as Stephen said, we have the self-control. You can imagine that we have self-control. What is one of the first commandments that God gave it to Adam? Only one thing he asked for from Adam. What it was. Only one thing. He didn't ask him to do anything. Only except one thing he was asking Adam for, to do it. You remember what it was? Okay, God asked Adam to do one thing only. It's one commandment. Huh?
But to not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil?
Exactly. So he asked him only, if you do love me, please don't eat from this tree, only one tree. And he asked him to do a self-control. And when you have a self-control, so you control yourself to not eat, so you can't control anything else. You can control your mouth to not say bad words. You can control your eyes. You can see anything bad. You can control your thought. So when we control the food, when we control the body, we can control everything else. That's why it's very important for us to fast. This is very important. Okay? I'm gonna ask you a question. So when we fast, what we should do while our fasting? I mean, it's only about, so we have to fast about food. We fast about, yeah, from the food, okay? But we should take something very important to fast from. For example, if I do bad, for example, if I lie, I'm gonna ask God in my prayer to not lie. I will try to not lie. If I say bad words, I'm gonna fast from these bad words. So I say that, no, it's wrong. I should not say bad words. If I watch, for example, anything, or I use the mobile, or I use, for example, the electronics, or I use anything, so what I should say? So no. I have to do a self-control, and I have to do that. I have to not use, for example, my phone or electronics or games, for example, and I have to cut using this for few hours. This is the right thing to fast. Fasting, it's a blessing to us. It's a blessing. And I'm gonna, then tomorrow, I'm gonna explain to you the sequence of the all the weeks that we have. Okay, because I wanted to, like, it's only, I told you, like, 5-7 months only, so I'll not take more. So at least now we know the 8 weeks together. Okay, we know why we are fasting. And we should fast from at least one thing. You know what? Why I do self-control and I remove or deduct some bad things from my life, I'm going to tell you. You see on the cross here? Okay. I love this icon, actually, old icon, but I love also to see, like, it's called panorama of the cross. Okay? Do you know who is this? This man? Okay, do you know who this man on the other side? For sure you know I'm who in the cross. Akidian, for sure you know who is on the cross. So tomorrow I'm going to explain to you who this man and who this man and why they put it here on the panorama of the cross. I'm going to explain tomorrow, yes. And I'm going to, no, but I'm not explaining. I'm going to ask tomorrow and you're going to explain it to me, okay? Give me an idea, and I'm going to explain to you more about that. And I'm going to tell you why also we are giving something to Christ. So small things, okay? So, and tomorrow, we're going to know about the panorama. We're going to know about, about the fasting, the sequence of the weeks. And a lot of things I'm going to explain a bit from a hymn that we already singing in the church. By the way, all the hymns of the church, it's created from the monks who were praying a lot. So all the words that they used, it's very deep. So we're gonna we have to focus on all the songs and the hymns that we are singing. For example, not the deacons only that should know the hymns. No, we should know also the hymns, but at least follow up with the screen, with the words, and listen to the tone, okay? So we're going to do it this for tomorrow and after tomorrow, like to Thursday, okay? So we stand up, please. We're going to pray all together, the creed. So, but before the creed, we have to pray, think all together the response.
Of God which surpasses.
Can we say it together? Can we say it together? Oh, please, okay. Then we, okay, we're gonna repeat it with the deacon, okay?
And we'll do it slowly.
Yeah.
The peace of God which surpasses. Maitreya jike vottino ostem ostenti onas. We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pentecreator, creator of heaven and earth and of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man, and he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead according to the Scriptures, ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic and apostolic church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
I have sinned, forgive me, ma'am. So please, we wanted to participate, okay? So we are not only praying alone, for example, or the deacons alone. Everyone should be participate, okay? The deacons inside. The deacons, okay? Focus when you're reading on from the book. And, okay, don't put your hands on the altar. So, and participate. So when we say any response, we have to sing all together, okay?
Es muere en el
paz y que torne mate.